FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545 Soul.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. My website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. And I've got a ton of tools on there to help you grow. If you sign up for my newsletter, I'll give you a free membership to the online InnerSpeak cards that we're going to be using on today's show for clearings. And I have a brand new book out. It's called Power Tools. You can click into buy it there on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And if you do, come back and put your receipt in the little box. I will link you up with a page of gifts, all kinds of gifts, like a audio download from Lynn Andrews and some training from Katana Abbott. So check it out. Lori?
All right. I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years, almost, over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at Intuitive Soul. You can book a private session there, or you can also take advantage of Jean and our special, which is a half hour with the two of us. And this would be a perfect opportunity to take advantage of that as we come into the new year. And happy new year, Jean.
And happy new year, Lori.
If you have any questions, and I know lots of people are going through a lot of different stuff with the energies that have changed and transformed and transcended, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear on instant feedback what it is that you want. Don't just ask for a New Year's message. Actually ask specifically so that we can really hone in on what it is that you're wanting to know. So just be a little bit clearer than just saying a New Year's message. All right. So, you know, I do believe this is going to be a great year for a lot of us. I do think that the energy being that has heightened and quickened even more so than we already have been experiencing. I do think a lot of people are tired and exhausted, and I know that I certainly have been, and a lot of people that I've been talking to, and a lot of stuff has been coming up for people. So I do believe that this is going to be a great year. I know that the energies of December 21st are not completely going to be anchored in for another several years, but we are definitely in the period, and things are definitely changing and shifting, and, you know, just have hope, have faith, and let things go. And I think that Jean has a great story about surrender, which is a great thing to do.
And, you know, I think we're going to start getting some clarity on actually what went down on December 21st after Jupiter goes direct the end of this month. I think, you know, that we can't really fully understand. And, you know, I think you and I both know that huge changes have taken place at the cosmic level, and the last place where they become apparent is in our reality here. You know, it has to filter through the ethers and get to us. So it's not surprising that we don't quite know what all of this means yet. And like you said, and it may be a couple of years, but boy, the lessons are flying at us thick and fast now. And my lessons actually started before I left for Peru in December. I got this wild idea that I really needed to come into the 21st century of telephony and get myself a smartphone so that I could text and surf the internet and all those things in addition to talking on the phone. And it was, you know, it was a real big ego-driven thing. There wasn't any reason other than the fact that my BlackBerry died, you know, for me to do that instead of just and I did actually, thank goodness, let my carrier, who shall remain nameless through all of this story, I let them replace the BlackBerry because it was insured. And I just chucked it in a drawer and went out and bought myself a new smartphone. And from that point in time forward until last week, or week before last, I guess, when I went back to the BlackBerry, I couldn't talk on the phone. It did really well performing as a computer, had a better camera than my Nikon. I mean, it took fabulous pictures when I was in Peru. But every time I would try to talk on it, it would disconnect the calls. And Lori and I were trying to do one of our special counseling sessions, and it just was horrific. You know, it was all my phone. I admit it. So I was dealing with the carrier. They replaced the phone twice. They replaced the SIM. They took me completely off the network, wiped me out of the network, and put me back on. And all of this happened over the course of a month, and it never fixed the problem. You know, one of my clients was dropped 12 times during a one-hour session. It was horrible. Yeah. And, you know, finally I just said, okay, enough. And I took that BlackBerry out of the drawer, and I went down to the carrier, and I said, I need you to put me back on the BlackBerry because I can't do business with this phone. And they did, and I haven't had a drop call since. And so then I started trying to untangle the mess I had created by getting this phone, and I was pushing really hard. You know, Dave Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, and, you know, and we're supposed to use our internal power rather than trying to put square pegs in round holes. Well, I became the queen of the square peg and the round hole over the last 3 weeks. And if I had talked to one person at the carrier, I'd talked to probably 10. And I kept trying to escalate this issue through management there. And basically all I wanted them to do was release me from the two-year contract that I signed to get that special phone, and to replace the phone. I'd send the phone back, and I just wanted them to give me a current new BlackBerry instead of the five-year-old one that I was using. And they refused to do it.
Wow.
And so every day I would call and ask to speak to a supervisor, and they'd say, yes, we're going to have someone call you back. They'll call you within 2 hours. And I never got the call, so the next day I would try again. And I was becoming extremely frustrated, you know, really trying to, because I knew I was right. I was attached to being right. Mm-hmm. And finally, on Tuesday of last week, I got the most rude woman I've ever talked to for any reason whatsoever that finally caused me to wake up. She said, the reason why you keep calling back every day is because you think you're going to get somebody that's going to give you a different answer from the one you got yesterday. Well, that isn't going to happen. And I said, okay, I think this conversation is over. And so I, you know, gently hung up the phone. I didn't slam the phone down. I just was done with it. And I went on eBay, and I sold that phone for a good price, more than I paid for it. And it was the transaction took an hour, and I was done with it. And I don't want to get out of my contract with this carrier. I just wanted the freedom to, you know, if I could. But, you know, I've checked all the other carriers, and I have a really good deal because I've been with them for 11 years. Right. And, you know, I pay $50 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And I don't think it gets any better than that. So I don't want to, you know, ank that up. It's just, you know, I had to let go of my attachment to being right because I knew intuitively that I was going to get a new BlackBerry. I mean, I just knew that. I'm a psychic, for gosh sakes. And I just assumed that it was going to be through that carrier making it right over the purchase. So I was trying to force my rightness down the throat of the carrier. Now I have the money to go get the new BlackBerry.
Right.
You know, so things don't always come to us in the way we expect. And when we try to force fit, you know, like Cinderella's ugly sisters, our feet into a shoe that doesn't quite work for us, then, you know, all we get is just anger and angst and pain and, you know, nightmares, because I was having nightmares about it. It was not pretty, but it's done. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that... That's the thing. Even though we may know that we're right and or think that, but it's the attachment, right? It's us having to prove to someone that we're right. And that's, you know, I've had a similar thing with my website. You know, going through days of every time getting an email, getting angry because they're not, you know, meeting my needs or getting, you know, everything done the way I expected it to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I understand that. And yeah.
It's just, it's wild. And, you know, and I agree with you. I know you're a loyal BlackBerry user as well. I've decided not to go to the current new BlackBerry, but during all this research, what I found was that BlackBerry is actually coming out with a new version this spring, quote unquote. It's going to be called the BlackBerry 10, and I'm going to wait for that. And I'm going to wait till that's been out about 6 months, so it's got a track record before I actually, you know, try again to get to the 4G, you know, smarter phone world. I think I learned a big lesson. I've got some bruises and scars.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah. But we've got callers, don't we?
We do. Yes. So why don't we take our first caller? It's, okay. And if I pronounce your name wrong, I apologize. Emla from Connecticut.
It's Emla. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes. So it looks like you just started a new relationship, huh? Or at least you met somebody.
Not. I met him last Tuesday at a meditation. And we hung out a little bit yesterday. And one thing I really respect about him is that he's very downright honest and just very direct. And it's kind of like a mirror image that I feel from him, because I'm very down to earth and just I say it like it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I told him I wanted to be more than friends. And he was downright honest and said that he just wants to be friends, but we still hung out. It was a good, you know, a good chunk of day, and it was just really cool getting to know him. So I don't know. I'm kind of down, but I'm kind of like hoping something else might happen.
Okay.
I know.
You know, why don't you just have fun with this? Not try and make it into something, because he's being clear. He's telling you what he feels. And just, you know, enjoy yourself in what it is that you're having. And, you know, if something down the road changes, then great. But he's kind of, you know, typically people tell you what's going on from the very beginning. My guess is he's in a relationship, or, you know, there's something else going on there. So I don't think you're going to get what you're wanting in this, but, you know, why not have a nice friend? Like, enjoy yourself, have fun. And what I think it will do is to allow you to sort of just be open to more experiences, so that it doesn't have to be about finding the one. It's just, you know, enjoying yourself as you are, and enjoying yourself as, you know, as you move into this, and just allow yourself to really embrace all that's going on. Like, offer your love if you want. That allows you to open your heart, and just, you know, just don't have expectation that, you know, he's told you. So he is what he is, and it's going to be probably that, but you can have fun. And, you know, we get so caught up in the beginning of everything. We always seem to want something else, or we're looking for something, and we put all this pressure on relationships. And I think this is an excellent opportunity for you to not put the pressure and to just enjoy yourself.
Yes. And I don't want to step on his toes either. I just think, because it happened just yesterday.
Right.
I'm just digesting what.
Sure. And sure.
Yeah,
but you know what? There is an ancestral pattern here that you need to break, that you need to heal. So I do want to do a clearing for you, because this is something that you inherited from your mom's mother. And we're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, if you'll hang on the line, I'd like to help you do a clearing that will help your grandmother, as well as help you not try to use power versus force, kind of like what I was talking about. I have a feeling that may be the theme of the show today. So we're going to go to break now. And when we return from break, we're going to talk more about New Year's and surrender, and we're going to provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, no boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky, newskyradio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Voices of Soul. Today, Jean Adrian and I were talking about New Year's messages. Jean is going to be joining our show now every other week. So she's going to be the second and fourth Monday of the month. So that's when we're going to have Voices of Soul, which is exciting. We're ready to assist you right now with readings and clearings. We can talk about what's going on with you for the new year. It's also a great opportunity to get a personal session with us, especially our special, which is only a half hour for $75. We'll talk more about that as we get to the end of the show. Give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And let's bring Amla back.
Okay, so are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so is your maternal grandmother still alive?
No, my mom is. All my grandparents have passed on.
Okay.
But my mom plays the role of more of a grandmother anyway. So.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is a trait that you inherited from her mother, and it has to do with relationship suicide. Now, I don't know what happened in her marriage specifically, but she wasn't getting her needs met.
No, that's correct. Yep.
Yeah. And and the other card that came up was suicide. I didn't get the sense that it was a literal suicide. I just got a sense that she kept trying to change him. And
she made the wrong choice. She had two guys, she chose the wrong one.
Exactly.
It was an arranged marriage, too. So, you know, back in those days, it's like you really had no choice of your own, so to speak.
And that's funny because the setup card that I pulled says arranged or no love marriage. Mm-hmm. And what this did to her soul at the soul level was it really messed up her instincts. It's just like Lori said, she made the wrong choice. And her self-worth was wounded. And this is where you connect with her because you had the propensity for making the wrong choices and then trying to make it fit.
Yes.
And her stuck belief that you inherited was a belief in struggle, that relationships have to be a struggle. I have to work hard at this. So I think it's time to put that one down for the new year. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm right on board.
All right. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and I want you to find your grandmother's soul. She's right there with you. She loves you so much. And I want you to take her by the hand and the two of you walk together into St. Germain's beautiful violet flame bonfire of transformation and allow this self-worth stuff and instinctual stuff to be burned away and allow this belief and struggle in relationships to be burned away so that both of you can be freed from this attachment to making wrong choices in relationships and then struggling with that. Relationships aren't supposed to be struggle. They're supposed to be fun.
That's right.
Cool. All right. So now what I want you to do is I want you to clear away all of her thought forms that you've inherited, that this junk looks like mirrors, and it's inside your body and out in your field. And what it does is it attracts you to you people, places, and situations that give you the chance to make the wrong choice and fall into a struggling relationship. So let's let go of all those mirrors. Just ask your angels just to take them all away.
Okay.
And now what I want you to do is I want you to send your grandmother to the light. I want you to create a beautiful bottle, just like the one from the I Dream of Jeannie TV show so long ago, and invite your grandmother's soul to step inside the bottle, put a cork in it, and give it to Archangel Michael and let him take her to the light because she doesn't need to be stuck here anymore in struggle. And neither do you. Beautiful. Right. And you receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to call in today. There are no accidents. The first blessing is a healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is a centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see and accomplish your purpose. And it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and have a blessed day, and happy, happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you.
You too. Okay.
All right. Be well. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, it looks like we have an instant feedback from Maylene. Again, I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Says, Happy New Year's. Thinking of going back to school, but is not sure between nursing and a physician's assistant as to which one will appeal more to her. What do we think? I'm wondering she's also wondering if she can afford it financially. All right. So, I think, listen to your heart and ask your heart which one, because they're both similar and they both are probably very needed. I don't think we have physician assistants here in Canada, so I'm going to put those that they're a nurse here. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean, I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. I think To me, they're very, very similar.
I think you have to become a nurse first in order to get the PA.
Right.
So I think that, you know, that kind of is going to answer her question, you know, as far as that's concerned.
But if that is definitely what you're looking at, I mean, if your heart seems to be in it, ooh, okay. All right. So, okay. I am picking up that there is something about this that doesn't, it's like you're going into this for the wrong reasons. And I'm not exactly sure what happened with your last job or your last career choice, but it's like there's something about you moving forward that you haven't completed yet. And that piece is going to make you make the wrong choices and have you do things for the wrong reasons. So I'm going to say absolutely you're going to have the money to do it. Absolutely, you know, let your heart sort of make the choice. And if what Jean's saying, because I don't think we have PAs here in Canada, if that is the case that you have to be a nurse before, looks like you have your decision. I think we just have 4-year degree programs here, so all nurses have to now do 4 years and get a degree, bachelor's of science in nursing.
We have 2-year nurses and 4-year nurses.
Okay, I think all of ours have moved over to the 4-year. But what I'm picking up is that there's a reason you're making this choice, and you have to look at that first. So I know that that's what Jean's going to help you clear, but you're moving out of what you used to do for the wrong reasons. And it's not to say that this isn't what you want to do, but there's a piece that hasn't completely aligned yet of why you've left, and you don't want to reattract, you know, similar situations as you move into a new place. So that's all I'm saying is that I think absolutely you'll have the financially you'll be able to afford it, whether that means you get grants or whatever. But there's just this piece. There's like a deep, profound disappointment in what you've done in the past. And so you're wanting to make these changes for the wrong reasons. So I really want you to look at that. And I know that Jean's going to be able to assist you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is an old pattern that goes back to childhood. And something happened when you were about 4.5 to 5 years old. And something happened that had to do with, I think, your parents' marriage. The card that came up is arranged or no love marriage, and the other card is broken heart. So what you keep playing out is relationships that you don't get the fulfillment in. And I think this is what Lori's picking up in the job situation. It's like a no love marriage and you just want out of it. But until you heal this thing from when you were around 5 years old, you're going to keep on creating the same thing. You know, these are all the universe bringing to you your lesson of letting go of what happened when you were about that age. So what it did to your soul at age 5 was it caused you to shut down inflow in order to protect yourself. And so in my world, inflow is money, it's love, and it's creativity. And the stuck belief that you inferred at that age was, I'm not taken seriously. So you get not taken seriously at work too, and maybe in other areas of your life. So here's what I need you to do. I want you to go back and find your little 4.5-year-old self who got her little heart broken because of things that were outside her control. And I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive her parents, and she needs to forgive herself because she thought she could fix things and nobody would listen to her. And it wasn't her job anyway. You know, this was between them. Okay, so do the forgiveness work. And then I need you to go back and look inside your body and out in your field and find all the old stuck energy that are thought forms from a 4.5-year-old child. And then you keep playing those thought forms out because they attract to you people, places, and situations that make you feel just like you did when you were that age. So let them go. Ask the angels to take them out of your body and out of your field. There's a little bit of extra debris that needs to go as well, and it looks like mirrors. And what these mirrors do is they keep you from seeing clearly what you really want to do with your life. So also ask that the mirrors be removed from your body and your field. And you get blessings from the angels for having the courage to call in and do this work and let go of this old story from your childhood. And the first blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. And your second blessing is opening to miracles. It's your time. This is your year. So let's heal it and move forward. And it is time for us to take another break, I do believe. So, you're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. While you're there, be sure to pick up a copy of my newsletter or sign up for my newsletter and pick yourself up a copy of my new book, Power Tools, The Ultimate Owner's Manual for Human Empowerment. And when you buy the book, I will be happy to hook you up with a bunch of gifts from a lot of my friends who have put some fabulous gifts out on my launch page. So after the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings. So call in now. The number's 248-545-7685, or come in on Instant Feedback, and we'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Itself down dust. I wanna be with you. I'm gonna be with you in the color.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Our show is the second and fourth Monday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And do take advantage of our special. It's probably a great opportunity right now to connect with us and talk about what's going on for 2013. And it will be valuable for everyone to make that. It's a half hour. It's only $75. When we come back from our next break, I will give you a toll-free number that you can contact us from. All right. So looks like we've gotten busy. We have a caller. It's Donna from Massachusetts. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh. Okay. Just calling in for insight on the changes I've been moving toward for this year, trying to let go of some really toxic stuff, job, and looking in new directions, doing a lot of inner work, revisiting or remembering some, spiritual path work that I've been doing, working hard with the angels. And do you have any insight for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is, well, there's a lot of fear around you making some moves, and there's been a lot of like petty things going on that is making you want to have new changes in your life.
Yep.
And because of that, it's kind of making you look in directions that you're not sure as to what you can do. I'm really good at saying, you know, let go of the things that don't work. You know, if you can always bring situations and things back if you want them, but the hard part is letting them go. So if you're ready to let go of things, then great. Do be careful, you know, financially, so that you have your bases covered. But I have a really good sense. I mean, fear is what is motivating you. I would like you to sort of switch that over so that it's not so fear-based, but because it's actually about, you know, what's good for you and what's in your best and highest interest. And I do get that a lot of these things are, but I'd rather you not focus on it from a fear place and focus on it from, you know, you getting what you want and, you know, taking the time for you right now, because this is your time instead of everybody else's, which is what you've been doing in the past, giving, 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 and not really receiving, not even really being open to receive. And I think there's a lot of new opportunities that are going to come your way this year. So you've done a lot of cleaning up and getting rid of things, and this is now your turn to sort of allow things to come into your life. But opening up and receiving is definitely going to be part of that energy that you need to sort of allow to happen. So let's look at what the fears are, Jean, so that she can
clear out of me. Ooh, this is an old pattern for you from your childhood, Donna. So how was your childhood from the standpoint of your folks' marriage? Because when I pulled the setup, it says that the trauma happened when you were about 4 years old. And the two cards were the same cards we pulled for everybody so far, arranged to no love marriage. And the other card was abuse of power. And it said that you came away with a stuck belief that you weren't lovable. And the soul reaction, what this did to your soul, was that it wounded your self-worth and really kind of put a jar on your instincts and your ability to make the correct choices. So how does that resonate with you?
For sure, because when you were speaking to the other caller, I thought you were talking to me. And so I can pinpoint events and then that, and then as far as tension in the household, especially when I was still before I went to school, I was home
exactly.
alone with the two of them.
Right.
So there were, hostile events, overbearing. One of my parents, very stern and overbearing, not his fault, but, and then my mother passed away when I was a kid. So all of us kids, I mean, of course, we were impacted by that. But I'm looking for new directions, and I'm not sure how to pick and choose. It's funny you said be open and receiving, because my journaling this morning involved just exactly that, opening, being open and receiving. But, and being, I, you know, I'm having trouble honing in on where I'm supposed to go. You know, I know I'm letting go. I cannot tolerate the environment I've been in for so long. And it's, you know, more than a nudge. I'm being catapulted out the door. I mean,
well,
but
yeah, but this all has to do with this soul reaction of, you know, of your instincts being wounded when you were 5 years old or 4 years old. You know, so if we can heal that little girl inside you, then you can reclaim your power, and you know, and then you won't have the self-doubt. So I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to go back to that little girl who was alone at home with people abusing their power, you know, with a very stern father. And I want you to help you, little Donna, help her to let go of all of her fear, because you were scared to death, you know, about what's going to happen to me. And so now that fear permeates all of your choices. So just help her to let go of her fear. She's also pretty mad. So let her let go of her anger, too. Just, she can stomp her feet if she wants to. It's okay. Whatever she needs to do, but she's got to just let it go.
Thank you.
And all of this is being held inside your solar plexus, inside your power center. So I want you to, once you put your attention on your solar plexus, invite it to open up and to release all the wounds from your childhood. And just let it heal itself. Let it balance its energies so that the male and female aspect of your solar plexus are operating in balance with the child. And then finally, what I want you to do is remove all the old thought forms, all the mirrors that attract to you people that make you feel like you did when you were a little girl. Just let them all go. And you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work. The first blessing is centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see and accomplish your purpose. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So you're going to make the right choices, and it will be okay. And do you have digestive upset as well?
I don't think so.
Okay, you know, I just got some tightness in that area, as you know, along with the wounding in the solar plexus. I just was picking up on some kind of tightness that had to do with digestion. So let that go too, you know, because you need to process life, and you know your choices. Now that you've helped your little child self to heal, now you can start looking at the world through adult eyes, eyes that can see clearly. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. So I know we don't have a lot of time. Why don't we start with our next caller, and we'll hear what she has to say, and then we'll go to break? How does that sound?
Either that or, you know, since we've got two callers and one instant feedback, you want to quickly touch on the instant feedback?
Oh,
because
yep,
I don't think we're going to have time
that.
To get to her.
That's true. Yeah. Maria, I know we've talked with you before. Okay, so I don't know a lot about gallbladders, but what I am getting is that if you do some sort of cleanse, I'm getting apple cider vinegar is really good. You take 2 teaspoons of that in a big glass of water 3 times a day, always on an empty stomach. The last one is really good if you do it when you go to bed. That will help. I say get a good cleanse to help you. She has gallstones and just found out about them. So I'm just letting everybody else know. So that's what I would say. And, you know, Jean, I know that you actually know of a product as well.
Yeah, it's called Stone Free. And the manufacturer is Planetary Herbals or Planetary Formulations. But you can go on Amazon.com. That's where I get mine. You can go on Amazon.com and get, sometimes you can get 2 for the price of 1 of bottles of this. And you take 3 of them in the morning and 3 of them in the evening. It's very gentle, and it will soften up those gallstones so that you can pass them out with the cleanse.
Yeah. And as for affecting your other organs, I mean, yeah, we did sort of discuss it. It will probably affect your liver just because that's why the stones are there anyway. It's already affected your liver because that's where you have the stones. But so that's why a good cleanse and working on this will assist you. Maybe working on why you're holding on to so much anger.
Uh-huh.
But we'll deal with that another time, okay, Maria?
And we do have to go to break. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing today and you want more in-depth clearing, you can visit me on my website and sign up for a private with me, or you can take advantage of the special that Lori and I do, which gives you half an hour with both of us in private, and it's only $75. So that's just a special for Sky listeners only. We don't do half-hour sessions, either one of us. And when we come back from break, we've got some more callers, and we'll try to wrap out the day with some New Year's advice. So call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Thanks.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lauren, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know. Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. Gene and I do Voices of Soul every second and fourth Monday of the month. Other than that, it's Intuitive Soul. And Gene can be found at GeneAdrian.com. Myself, I can be found at IntuitiveSoul.com. Take advantage of our special. I'm not sure how long, much longer we will be offering it, but it's definitely for Sky listeners only. It's a half hour. It's only $75. And you can call me on my toll-free number to arrange an appointment. 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right. I think we have had as many people as we can work with today. So let's bring in our last caller, which is Debbie from Arizona. Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. My question was about love. I've been with this gentleman for 8 years, and I met somebody, but just talking. I'm just wondering what will happen.
Okay. I really pick up that I don't know what's happened with the person that you're with it for 8 years. I'm thinking that you're afraid to let him know about anything because you're hoping that, it's like you don't want to make a decision until you know what this new relationship's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say that really holds back that both of you. Actually, it holds back all three of you from moving forward. So make a decision if this relationship that you're in, that you've been in for, 8 years, is not what you want anymore, then make the decision to cut that so that you can move forward with a real relationship. But again, try not to put all this emphasis on the new person having to be the one and having to be, the perfect relationship. I get that. You can move into a relationship, but there's just all these, loose ends that definitely need to be dealt with, and you need to make the decision as to, clearly if you're seeing somebody else, then, you need to end the relationship that you're in so that you can, really move forward. And also it frees up your energy so that you can actually find somebody that is going to, be exactly what you want instead of just moving into another relationship that's going to be a little bit more like the same. There's a lot of stuff, like you're feeling really restricted right now. And so that's why I also feel that if you can let the relationship go, that will allow you to free up. So, start talking, kind of detach yourself because you need to be detached right now so that you can deal with all the things that are on your plate. But, sort of just start talking because you need to work all this out for yourself. And I know that Jean's going to assist you in clearing something so that it'll make it a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, because you need to express to your current partner why you feel your needs aren't being met. Mm-hmm. Because if your needs were being met, sweetie, you wouldn't, this new person wouldn't even have shown up.
Right.
And if you don't take care of talking this thing through, then the new guy's not going to meet your needs either. Mm-hmm. It'll just be a pattern, and it won't probably be as pretty as the 8 year one you've had so far.
Right.
That's how the universe tends to work. But this is a lifetime issue. The first card I pulled was Veil of Death, which means that there's somebody on the other side that's trying to get some healing with you. Let's see, how old was she? Was she less than five? Was she between 5 and 10? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Did somebody die when you were 9?
I think it's my grandmother on my father's side.
Okay. Because that's obviously who's weighing in. Was her death impactful for you? In other words, it broke your heart and you felt powerless? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And what happened with that was you took a lot of things personally around her death, and it really, it was her time to go. And what this has done to you at the soul level is it's caused you to have problems being in relationship with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuck belief that you got out of this was, I am broken. So what I need you to do is I want you to reach out and find your grandmother's soul, because she's reaching out to you for forgiveness, for leaving you. And I want you to forgive her and tell her how much you love her. And forgive yourself for whatever it is you took away from that time when you were nine that caused you to blame yourself for her death. And, sweetie, she's got a message for you. And how you're going to receive her message is, I want you to pretend like that there's a big piece of white paper hanging right in front of you. And she's going to write you a message on that piece of paper. And when she's done writing, I want you to turn the piece of paper around so that you can read that message.
Okay.
So what did it say, baby?
Just that, that she loves me and she's always with me.
Yeah. And, you know, I think your takeaway from her death was that the people that you love are going to leave you or let you down in some way. And so you've kind of been creating that in this fear of abandonment in your current relationship.
Yeah, so, you leave first.
Yeah. You know, so what I want you to do now is I want you, you can either physically do this or you can, you know, metaphorically do this, but I want you to kneel and surrender to spirit and ask that all of these fears and the blame and the relationship issues be washed away from you completely right now so that you don't have to deal with this anymore.
Okay.
And the blessings that you receive from the angels are twofold. The first one is release from overwhelm, because you, this is really stressing you out. The duplicity of the situation that you've gotten yourself into. And the second blessing you receive today is opening to miracles. So as you heal you, you might be amazed. If you can talk this out with your current fella, you know, you might be amazed at what will happen. Just be honest, painfully honest.
Okay.
And it's gratitude that owns it. So just take a moment and give thanks. And it is time for us to wrap the show. And one of my dear friends sent me an email just while we were on the air today that I think pretty much sums up this new year. She says, welcome to the new world, which is subtle and soft unless we lose its beat. So staying in alignment with this new energy is so important. So thanks to Julia Griffin for sending that to me. And thank you to all of you for joining Lori and I today. We've had a great show, and we look forward to working with you again in 2 weeks. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Ciao.